Okay, it's Wednesday, and it's not June 5th. It's September 4th, and at 12:23, the EA meeting is called to order. Do we have any late additions to the agenda? Yes. Thank you. Any others? No? Okay. So moving along to the approval of the minutes for June 6th. Everybody wants to take a minute to look at those.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you. The minutes for June 5th have been approved. Okay. So moving right along to the business of the day. The president's address was confirmed, and then it was not confirmed, and it's back to being confirmed. So yay, we're back to October 1st, which is great that we have a location. We talked about that at last meeting. It will be at Bailey Hall. But October 1st is right around the corner. So we will need to have some volunteers to help with some of the planning. Anybody got a 3 second in the next couple of weeks? Joe? Well, we need to get the communication piece going. So, Eric, is that something that you go
to?
Nancy, what kind of deadlines would be helpful for you? I mean,
Okay.
12 to 1. So you need that information for the 13th edition meeting. When do you need the information for the 13th call point? Yesterday. Okay.
I'll confirm by Monday.
We'll try.
Oh, you mean as far as the flyers? Well,
Monday. I mean,
no. I was just thinking that
no.
The brief will be
okay.
For the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have the 27th. Whatever it is, the Friday before the president's address, we're also going to have a group of the flyer then. But we can also use graphics from the flyer previous to that, send out a couple of pop of flashes.
Mm-hmm.
So that.
Okay.
So like we have.
Monday morning
for a
Tuesday
address. Could we send two?
Oh, it's a Tuesday address.
It's a Tuesday. Can we send both? I'm just thinking that folks may be needing to speak with their supervisors and making sure that they can attend. And
I'd like to keep the press two if I can. So we have one in the
stand
and then one
mm-hmm.
right here.
Okay.
Because we'll also have the popular one now. Friday, so we'll have Friday,
Monday, Wednesday. Okay.
But if we have a flash then the week before, which would be like the 19th.
That would be good, I think.
So we'll have to
put
the 13th for
the
19th,
20th, 6th, 30th,
and the 1st, something like that.
Okay. I think
that'll
be good.
I mean, she's sending me a title, all three of you know. Mm-hmm.
I would be good, and anything else that we normally put in, I can send you a.
Right, is it called the annual president's address to the staff?
Yeah, I'll look at
Because I mean, well, the United States in their announcement, you say that in case they also know.
Yeah, that would be very good
for the United States. I think it was covered last year
Right. I think you're right, Tanya, and I think that Bill is still out, but I will touch base with, I think it's David who's covering for him, but I've been working with him. I'll touch base, with him. Okay, so
I'll play the program again since I have that online.
Thank you, Tanya. Well, thank you very much. What are your thoughts? Do you have any thoughts on that? Does anybody care if Greg just goes with it and makes that decision?
I ordered everything, and then someone picked it up. I feel like it was Jeannie maybe that picked it up and dropped it off at Daily. So.
Do you have the record of what we purchased?
Yes. And I can order the same thing. It's just managing somebody to pick it up.
We had enough because we added to the order.
What was it we had 2 months of last year?
No, the year before we had a bunch of. But last year.
Last year I don't think we had enough for. Wasn't it 2 months roast beef or something that we had?
We never gave any out, but
I just don't want us to have another last minute 3 days before. Oh my God, really, people are going to come and let's grab enough and do this. So I think we can either make a decision now that we're going to do that or we're not going to do that.
So what happens when you do that?
We had a contingency plan.
Because we only order so many sandwiches, and because we don't give them out when they arrive, we can't say first 200 people get sandwiches. So what we did is we had these coupons in dining that were worth $5 that if we ran out of sandwiches, we could hand them out and people can take them with them and get a lunch at some other time or a partial lunch.
Was there any cost for this?
There is no cost for us to get them. There is cost if the person uses it. So simply, if I give one to you, you never use it at cost of customers. You can only use and use it and build the EA that dollar amount.
But can you use that $5? Well, can you spend all whenever you use it for meal choice? You can do all you can use for $6?
$6.50 this year, it went up another 50 cents.
But can
that
work?
What do you mean? Like, the
word for that? Yeah. Probably, because you can pay per meal and then all you carry.
Yeah.
But it's the only thing you can do with it. No, I mean, you can walk up and give them credit cards.
You have to have the money on your account ahead of time.
But a lot of people don't take advantage of it, and we're asking them to come on their line. So we
That was scary in the
Cisco,
but that wasn't through
Kingdom. What's
the corner
dining?
It was just the clam shells with like one sandwich and a little bit of it. And then an apple. You could ask either one of those.
It's really unfortunate that we can't do a nicer style lunch or something that's maybe just changing it up a little bit. I find that the treasure bun. They're all very special. Right? What do you think, Greg? What sells a lot?
Yeah, I mean, we can explore whoever we reach out to over there.
I just like to do what we did last year. Just put the numbers. Mm-hmm. I think last year, I'm pretty sure you ended up paying $450. It was seemed like a lot. $450 a sandwich.
I mean, I think the thing that's nice about the sandwich and apple is you can kind of grab it and go, and I think that's a lot of fun.
Do we want to do it?
Dairy? Do you think we want to do ice cream? It's an idea. Someone had to reach out.
I'm all of that. Alright,
I'll
come back with
whatever.
Okay. Thank you.
How does the email just email
to yeah, we're gonna have to get this done. And I think we have I would like to target a week to get this all wrapped up and decided. But more importantly, a talking point that we would like to give the president. What are your suggestions for talking points?
Which is like right now in my breath.
I think you should address the service. I think where we stand with that.
The responses to
I think since there's been no public split on the survey response, if it doesn't come before then, which would be great if it came before then, maybe they have a response out there and then you can speak more in depth about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be really great if something did come out beforehand,
mm-hmm.
so that employees can have time to absorb it and then maybe ask.
Yes, so it would be awesome.
I would try and push for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would try to also follow up the response. So the survey team has not met in the last couple of weeks, and maybe we can get a meeting before so much longer. I think our next meeting.
Not next week.
Right after.
Right.
Any other talking points other than hopefully some comments on the state of the university? In particular, because that is one of the responses to the survey, maybe we would ask that would be a little bit more time given to that topic.
So here's what I'm getting into that kind of mindset, because the president will get his comments, and they're always very broad, and that's very specific, and we get a set of questions, and it's like cricket. So, cricket, that's a great question, and if he doesn't address it, are you willing to say, can you talk about your personal philosophy and what we as a university should be thinking about or something like that to be able to get us to hone in on that?
Yeah, we won't be able to get it.
Oh, yeah, question. Yeah, that's a very good idea. Could
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. I can read them later.
That's fine. There won't be that many.
Well, no, I mean, it's great if we do have ones that are maybe clean, that'll help.
Manual who stand up by the microphone.
Yeah, I mean, I just think we always forget that at the last minute, and then it says that from all
the time. We need to play up some people to see for sure if anything.
Can we also work on eating?
What
was like
ushering? Trying to fill? No one wants to go to the class. Then they need to block off the back part, period. They got to rip it off. Because there's no, they don't listen.
It would be nice to try to get it.
Unless it's blocked off physically, people will not move from the upper.
We try that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't work.
I hope BJ comes, and I hope that he has some great questions for the president. Yep, we have a meeting with Mary on Monday.
Yeah, but I think if we can push her to get that out and say, look, we don't want to go yet to the third president's address. Yeah. But they were working on it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, guys, any other thoughts before we move on?
It's not really like a talking point. It would be really nice if we just address the audience that will come up.
So
I think he does.
And so, Curtis, you're thinking of him asking the audience if they have
no, they're not even having like
the last year, the staff highlights.
It was 3 to 5 years.
To answer your question, it has not been decided, but but that's something that Greg and I can certainly bring up with Mary to find out, because if it is, say, next year, which would be 4 years, that's right on the point.
But they also got to drop some of the energy when they finished work.
There is no lack of energy in the data. Well, yeah, I know how to consume it. Okay, great. Anything else? So we basically kind of covered the next topic of the employee survey. It hasn't been announced yet, but I do apologize. I see some members that didn't get the hard copy last meeting, and we didn't really get a lot of time to talk about it. But at this point, I have a suggestion with the wellness fee. I would like to see us go back and push for at least some tracking mechanism for how many people are asking for the time release, because it says that they still want to have people support it but not make it part of the policy. I think it would be nice to have it at least tracked. That was something that came up when the first round of recommendations was made, that at least you would have a place where you would submit your request. And that would be documented, and in that way they could track if those requests were granted, or if they weren't granted, why were they unable to grant them. I'm just thinking, moving forward, it might be a mechanism for us to say, okay, look, these are how many people submitted this request, and if I send it to the wellness, for the time,
for any denied
wellness. I think it is fairly vague. To just say that we would like people to revisit that policy and try to accommodate if we can, but I think having at least a more formal process for someone to submit their request would be a way of tracking it and give us better information on how many people are requesting it and how many people are getting it.
Linda. When you say denied, are you saying if somebody
Well, sure, but, I mean,
they're not getting the bonus.
Yeah, but an exempt employee gets paid for all the time, not some of the time. You know what I mean? So I guess the counter to that argument is, as an exempt employee, there's other things that you're foregoing or getting as well, and vice versa. You know, if you are an hourly employee or not an hourly employee, and you work on holiday, you get paid according to working on the holiday. As an exempt employee, you just say, hey, good luck, we're going to have to try to figure out if your supervisor can you take another day, or...
Right. Well, you're supposed to be an exempt employee, you're supposed to be able to flex your time. Like, you're supposed to be able to say, on Friday, 2 o'clock, I'm leaving for the day. Mm-hmm. And you have that luxury of doing that. So that kind of stuff is supposed to wash. But even you can look, engineering employees who are hourly get relief time pay, whether it's other parts of the campus, they don't get the relief time pay. So even non-exempt are not being treated equally. And I think that that comes back to that consistent application of policy.
I think that that's the bigger issue rather than some of these small isolated ones. Is a consistency and application university-wide rather than a 30,000-foot applicational policy and then allowing sort of ground control and the departments and units to interpret and administer within the constraints that they've been given.
The response I'm giving expressly is that we do not play. We realize we're not handling the consistency.
Right, but unfortunately, to me that's a combat. That's like putting the blinders on and saying, I know that we're abusing people, but we're going to look the other way because there's nothing we can't fix. You know, I know abuse is the wrong word to use, but I kind of feel like it's putting blinders on. So it would be great to have some sort of mechanism to track. So maybe, you know, yeah, if you're seeing, you know, engineering seems really relevant, but this other department, a lot of people are coming with tests and they're getting denied for whatever reason, then maybe it's an opportunity for the president or the company to have a conversation to say, how can we get this? How can we apply it?
I suggest if you go up Monday, there's a lot of procedural mechanisms to actually report that. We talk about what is the real reason, what happened, will it be valued to collect it at the end of the day? This would be one question of our team. There is value in the government of the proposal. I'm not sure how that would translate in the reality, but maybe that's business to do that.
I know that our college specific committee of the veterinary college that performed the response to the survey did a wellness survey.
The Carol Murray?
PALSA. Oh, that's through PALSA. So maybe individual colleges, the veterinary world has put constraints about the lead time for a technician to operate and all that. Maybe colleges can be specific and put their surveys through PALSA.
That's a very good point.
We go
home.
Recommendation or anything like that. But I think on the other side, there may be a reporting that also helps
when they came to visit me. And so, I didn't think that would be one of the most visual.
I agree with you, Curtis, but for when the rest of the comment that you said about coming in earlier or staying later, it's a good point, but it's also difficult for those people to take the bus.
Oh, I know that.
Because you don't have that flexibility on the bus route.
Yeah, if I was not a local commission, we would not like to get seats, because that was exactly it. They were volunteers, they were.
Right.
And so it became a challenge when they said, well, thank you for the flexibility, but my life didn't allow me to come in
right
later, earlier, or meet later because of guest pay or the attendance here.
Right.
Whatever it takes. But in just trying to understand the question,
Is there a mechanism that I can say, okay, I'd like to take advantage of wellness, and I put it in an online request, I go to the provider say, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I'm asking. And they had to either approve, or deny, or modify option, and they put the notes in, maybe you do this, you have to do X, Y, or Z. We can pull that information that in fact, it doesn't have to be this whole thing, it's a request mechanism that we can then, if we want to pull data from. So again, you have to standardize that. We use that system for doing things like time off requests. So there are methods out there that can be globally put at the university. I mean, I don't know if Workday is that answer. It could be something else.
I think the slides would be very important because we're taking a sample of population and a large number of people, and it increases the number of time and goes down.
Well, that's really good discussion, guys, and I think that what I'm hearing is that we should invite the wellness. Yep. Yep. We'll see if we can get Beth here and as a guest, and we can get into the speaker in the future. Moving on to committee appointments. Do we have any updates for
nice to grab a couple more people, but again, that still connects us even to the survey. So often am I getting, I don't really have the time, I have so much interest, but I'm not going to miss a job, or I think it literally is constant. I don't think my supervisor would be letting me run through this. Contacting agents that comes to year. It's just constant. Constant, and when I'm approaching, I have gotten the numbers pretty down, and I'm plugging people in there. Some even with the fact that maybe I won't be able to make all meetings, just spreading the word, but I think, again, that needs to be addressed as far as the flexibility of within their own career development, their own wellness of participating, feeling included within these committees as a staff. Everyone seems to be very, very restrictive, feeling restrictive. And I am a pretty vocal advocate. People at barbecue, social events, even him. I said, you know, if you see that you have really, you know, staff that are either new or into getting involved or wanting to be promoted, and it is just regularly brought back to me, my supervisor probably won't let me. I don't have the time. I'm doing two jobs. I'm overworked.
Has there been an opportunity for you as a new member to ask the staff member is it okay if I contact your supervisor to see if they would be okay?
I was curious if I could do that because I have said that I will use your responses as, you know, evidence per se of this difficulty, but I didn't know if I could push it further.
I think that would be totally appropriate.
And what will we be naming the volunteers on?
We didn't get to that point yet. And is that something that the personnel committee could be, is that added to your charge of trying to pinpoint and document a little bit better about getting time off to participate in committees? Yeah. I think we have some work to do there. So if you need any help or, you know, I'm more than happy to reach out as well.
Okay.
And on the behalf of staffing the committee.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And Joe's not here, so I don't believe we have any budget updates. And then we're moving on to the heel and personal week. I know, but I thought heel was really good. Yeah. Thank you for getting that information right out very promptly. That was very helpful. I hope everybody had a chance to look at the information and the website. The one feedback that I got was that I kept reading, of course, you know, with supervisor approval, and I'm like, wait a minute, so now they changed it, so your sick time and everything is all rolled in together, that's great, but you're saying that I have to get approval to call in sick now? The only place that I actually saw in the questions, the frequently asked questions, was in the question of what is the role for the supervisor in managing the use of the health and personal leave. It did mention there that prior approval is not required for health and personal leave taken for illness or medical emergency. But staff members should notify the supervisors in accordance to their unit practice, which that seems to make perfect sense to me. But I'm just wondering, should that little tidbit that we put into other parts of the policy where it says that except for illness and medical emergencies. Because I don't know if that would help clarify some of the confusion that people are coming up with, and do I actually have to call in or contact someone and ask them if I can be out sick today, or is that still, you know?
What I would suggest is we'll give up a chance to digest the FAQs and the policies. We want to address some modifications to the way the FAQs read, you can do it all at once.
Okay.
In some places where that proposition, which is the essential proposition, could be added, because people don't read necessarily all the FAQs, but they go to the one they're interested in. So that's a good idea to scan them.
The way I read it was just supervisory approval, not necessarily that there's nowhere that I see where you had to state the personal reason that you were taking the day off. It's just.
But that's being regular. I brought it up again. It's just, you know, it's really just to see what everyone else is thinking. I've had supervisors, so people are supervising 30, 35 plus. And I said, oh, if you get a chance, the Q&A will be on. And you know, and they said, oh, really? If you want to spend a day on the theory, people don't. And I said, really? Are you doing that? Well, you know, some places the supervisors are asking, you know, telling their people that they have to say, well, oh, yeah, I'm able to do that. And it's like, wait for your chance. They're taking it as a norm that they have to ask.
That came out.
But were you putting your time request in your thing? You put in your time request. You don't have to put it in. There's a space to comment, but you can put it in without comment. I don't.
Well,
what
about who?
You can.
We were at a total cap, which I was really surprised
at.
So that's what I wanted to do, to get sort of the question. I'll come back with Lauren Capoli at a meeting where
it's
a classroom, and that's your office. Everything that everybody said is right. You don't need to comment, but if your supervisor is telling you to put in a comment, well, then
there's something in it. I mean, I remember reading it. Well, I mean, I can see putting something in there that says personal versus.
Definitely.
Well, yeah, but not having to say, you know, like,
Well, maybe that's for the plumber. Yeah, the plumber is coming.
Why do I have to try and go into the mortgage office or the doctor's office?
It's just right, it's the first day of your
time. You're out on extended trip, you know, I mean, you say I'm out for 4 days and I have to bank them all together because I have bronchitis. But now I need to go for my doctor for whatever reason I go to my doctor for.
So I would suggest that somebody here accumulate the feedback that we're hearing. And then put that all down before hold some of the people who are involved in creating this policy to the community that they and, you know, let's see how it's playing out in your life.
I wonder if some of the concerns that was addressed way back when people can take advantage of personal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're now asking.
Yeah.
But I guess what my question is, have you got it not approved by letting another person?
I'm sorry, what was
I mean, like, so in comments, you write like, personal that and that day is not approved, or is that saying that's not enough detail? Because I mean, I guess, and that's what I wanted, because I mean, like, I see maybe no problem with like, personal day, you know, personal day is coming. But it's even an issue that personal day is not enough detail and people are not approving it, or are they approving it? Because they don't know personal day.
I mean, the three of us in the same building, so it'd be interesting to see if we all did a personal day.
Personally,
I
know.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
They're just trying to differentiate between what might be health versus what might be personal. Because there was a lot of concern that all of a sudden you had a free reign of personal.
But again, that might also be the thing when we start talking exactly on stuff. If you have an hour of person, you might have. I'm getting the vibe that it varies.
But I think that might be where the clarification is. If it's going personal, then like, I mean, I think you're going to have a medical decision. I just wrote medical. I didn't say I'm going to get it, but it's just medical. And it was good. I mean, so I guess it's kind of going to be, because I don't see anything wrong by just going to walk in and personal. You know, hopefully we have that kind of relationship where it's still comfortable with that being a personal day. But if they're saying, what's the personal day mean? I think that's a different conversation.
Are those the ones who want to bank towards your retirement? Because you know, do they count towards the retirement health care afterwards?
Right. If anybody has questions, I'm happy to compile.
Right.
If somebody would like to email some thoughts or questions, then we can pull it over to Alan Moore. Even if it's just shows a little bit of spoken up. And what I'll do is just subtract everybody's first name from it and put the comment in, and then that way it's more identified.
Thank you, Greg. I think we do need to get moving on. EA membership. Al is going to be leaving us. We're very happy for you, and we wish you the best in your new position, which is going to be where?
I'm going to be actually going across
the
state
of
college.
Oh,
the leaders!
Very good. Sorry?
Do I have a minute right now?
You do have a minute.
Okay. So I wanted to keep this really short and sweet. You know, again, it's been a pleasure. One of the things that I've really gotten out of the VA is that I consider things in my own workplace in a way that I might not have been able to watch that serving here. Trying to be realistic about things that work so well. And I know that, you know, not too long ago, a lot of people were laid off at Cornell, and that as a result, organizational structures are sort of mixed up a little bit, and job description as well as workflow. I think these are all things that create friction in the workflow. When we look at the VA survey, I went through the comments. I saw references to staff versus population. Friction in the workplace is something that's come up, and supervisors do that as well. And I know HR will come in and talk about all the different things they're trying to make available to staff for development and reorganize what the workplace is. And I think it's really important that during this time, the idea of Cornell community. By definition, an idea of community. We all share something with each other before we have an understanding. We're all one another before we were members, before we were administrators, before we were programmers. And I think that without that concept, we don't have anything. We don't have and we don't have fun out. And I think that the VA does a lot of really good things now to try and preserve this sense of community, such as, we have the GPAT, we have the PO project. I think those are really good things about the events around campus, and I think those are important. Our motto is being an active voice for staff. Thinking about ways that we just make people feel like they need to help each other. I think our motto is focus, don't get me wrong, I'm not that. I think being an active voice is focus itself. And I really like Dave's book, the idea to have a piece of paper in the Welcome to Cornell package that says, you're on the EA. Here's an option to opt out if you don't want to get our email. So I think it's a really difficult thing to do to make people feel like they themselves are known rather than just or like grand or something. But I think
thank you very much. Thank you, Aldo, for a very nice introduction. I just wanted to say briefly that BJ, thank you for coming again, and is very interested in becoming a member. We're going to work with the Assembly's office on getting the forum working again so that folks can submit, because Naomi will have another position to fill. And hopefully next time around, or maybe hopefully next time, we'll be able to vote on a couple new members. I would like to skip the future guests. Agenda. Unless anybody has a real quick something to throw out there, we had a couple ideas already. We do need to move on to nominees for the EA appreciation awards that will be given at the President's Address. And I will go offline. Yay, thank you everybody. Any other items? Tanya, I think you had one you'd like to add if you had time.
Sure. So just really quickly, Derek Stewart and I have been going back and forth about so he came across this thing that Boston College has been doing. Their opportunity affairs has been a work for employees to exemplify the spirit of community service. And he is interested in seeing if the EA is interested in collaborating on creating an award like that here at Cornell. It would be government community relations and an employee assembly. I will back to Gary that I like the idea, but I would really like there to be a component of it that campus service, so maybe there's a community and a campus service that would tie into, you know, the things that we're trying to highlight, which is the importance of volunteering for the campus community. So to me, that seems like a nice tie-in as well, but I was just curious to know if there's interest on behalf of the EA to think about what that would look like in a partnership, and if there is Gary and I can throw some goals around and bring it out.
I think the idea was that they wanted to reach out into what Cornell was doing about you know,
right.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was saying mm-hmm. we raised, you know, if we were going to find to have hope, you know, that there would be someone who identifies campus service and someone who identifies community service.
Right. It's a really great idea. I wonder if it kind of smacks in the face of for people who can't get time off to be on committees and really want to serve and feel like they can't. And then there's also people who are exempt who take on certain challenges, which is kind of like their job, and they may be going above and beyond and maybe putting in extra time, but I think there's a lot of perception out there that sometimes awards are given to people and it's just kind of just doing their job. Just throwing it out there.
I think there's already policies in place for like volunteer firefighters and stuff that have the need for more to go on emergency or something that they already know to do. So, those people may not be recognized and it may help as an advertisement that they're actually available to employees or military service or national guard.
One of the interesting things that this could do though is highlight the people, and I think the reason why we're hearing one to get some of the information is to be able to use that as communication pieces and things like that about how we're engaging in our communities because, you know, there might be somebody who's a non-exempt employee who, you know, every Saturday is down somewhere doing something and gives her family time or other time and things like that. But I hear what you're saying, but I think also too if we don't promote and have increased culture and awareness of involvement in community by not talking about it, we're probably doing more of a disservice than those that do want to do more and feel bad. It's just raising awareness that we should be doing.
I'm thinking too, like the people just in kind of, you know, more than the people with the ALS program. I mean, the backpack project and the holiday projects that they're doing, those are huge things, and people take time. And we don't really talk about those services and, you know, pushing towards community or doubt or all those kinds of different things that are really great. And then even like everyone sitting here on the employee's room, we are giving of our time.
because let's face it, the work that we're not doing over here has to get done sometime, and we're doing that, and to help raise awareness of the work that we do as well.
So maybe an equally balanced. So if we, how about highlighting college, you know, ever so often, let's just take an engineering college or that college and try to find those highlights, and we have out of that college fund that will set up content based off the fundraising of other needy patients and clients. They take it upon themselves, and that never quite goes outside of our college.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we just do college highlights of community internal and external participation.
I like your idea too about doing what I'm sure that, you know, sort of like the ones who are community,
mm-hmm.
your community Cornell, your college, your community, you know, Portland, your community, you know, what is your community of Boy Scouts? Like, what are you doing to improve your community?
That's it. I was going to do something that I've been thinking about in my feedback. I had a meeting at 4 o'clock today with the Cornell community, which is the most community in the community. I've been thinking about highlighting what comes from the founding principle of that community, that when you use the word community, when the trustees are talking about community, we really talk about community, don't forget that employees are part of the community.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good thought. This was a good talking point for the president. Well, that's the name.
Speaking of community, so next Monday, Chris Allender will be over at Shulcroft Stadium, I believe, to do his Walk the
Country.
Walk the Country. Mm-hmm. Collecting money for back, he'll be filling a backpack with money to just give the schools in Johnson County to fill students' backpacks for food for the weekends and walk them to go home so they have to.
Oh, it's a really good discussion. And you have some feedback now, maybe, that you can go back with Gary on? Okay. We are running out of time for today, but really quickly, if I could, I have a couple appreciation certificates to give to some folks who haven't talked in the next year. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thanks, guys.